Greetings, this is Carl with a field note from outside as the sun sets. I was thinking about this experience I just had Friday, Saturday of last week. We did a long fast pack trip. It's like where you speed hike and run a little bit with enough gear to survive through the night, which was actually great. Really, really fun. So we did 24 miles the first day, and then we slept, and then we did 14 miles the second day. It was across Zion National Park. And at the beginning, right at the beginning, it was really about 7 or 8 miles in, I was wearing a rather new pair of shoes, and I could feel my big toe, both big toes, on both feet hitting the front of the shoes. And I was like, oh man, you know, a couple miles later, mile 10 or so, I was like, that hurts. And I started doing this thing that I noticed myself doing, which is projecting the recent past, meaning like if my toes have gone from not hurting to hurting in 10 miles, and I know I have 27 or 28 more miles, I'm never going to finish, right? So projecting the recent past indefinitely into the future and calling it a problem. So there's a bunch bundled up in there. So that's a behavioral bias called the recency bias, where we tend to take the recent past and we project it indefinitely into the future. So, you know, in the investment world, if the market's gone down for a couple of days in a row, even days now at this point, maybe even hours sometimes, it used to be like weeks or months or years. But if the market's gone down for a couple of days in a row, we think, oh, it's just, we're going to have a bad year, right? We take the recent past, project it in the future. And then I started calling this a problem, like in my head, you know, boy, this is going to be a problem. And then I remembered, and I believe it was Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, where he talked about how problems are simply projections of something that may or may not happen in the future, that you don't have any problems right now. You know, right now, the only question was, could I take the next step? And the answer was yes. Could I take the current step? Not even the next one. Could I take the current step? And the answer was yes. It wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem. But I just kept projecting it. And then I was like, well, maybe I should stop that. Maybe instead I should just be here right now, enjoying this insanely beautiful place, Zion National Park. No people around. We were in the, you know, pretty deep in the kind of backcountry of Zion National Park. Nobody around. It was gorgeous. I was with a good friend. We were moving well. My body felt great. It was perfect weather. No need to let a projection of something that may or may not be a problem in the future. What did Mark Twain say? Again, I'm recalling from memory and paraphrasing. Something like, I've had a lot of problems in my life, and a few of them have happened, and some of them have happened. So much better just to, maybe it's worth a little bit of time projecting it out and playing what if games, but as quickly as I can to get back. I've noticed it's much better for me to get back. Fast forward to the end. Yeah, you know, it hurt. And I actually had my fastest mile was my last mile. Like, it was fine. It worked out just fine. Just managed. You know, that's the other thing that's interesting. I've noticed that us humans are really good at dealing with problems when they actually show up. And I'm not even going to call them problems. Dealing with circumstances when they actually show up, sort of MacGyver style. Like, okay, the circumstance has shown up now. How am I going to deal with it? But we're really bad at projecting how we're going to react, how it's going to feel, or even what the circumstance is going to be. So much better just to sort of lock in and enjoy the present moment.